reliably preserved changes in its genetic code and evolved to attach to a protein with increasing precision. Once Hollinger improves the functionality of XNA and its enzymes, the set of molecules could replace DNA and RNA in a living cell. Researchers might take a simple bacterium, for instance, suck out its DNA, and replace it with XNA. Alternatively, scientists could enclose XNA within protocells, the origin of a new life form that could evolve in ways no one can predict. Whereas other synthetic biologists such as J. Craig Venter have made remarkable advances in rewriting the existing genetic code, no one has created truly synthetic life. Life that does not depend on what evolution has already provided but on humankind's inventions. Hollinger emphasizes that XNA-based life forms are a long way off, but he already recognizes a distant advantage. If such a creature escaped into the wild, it would die without a steady supply of XNA-specific enzymes. And XNA could not weave itself into the genomes of natural organisms, because their native enzymes would not recognize it. XNA-based bacteria designed to devour oil spills or turn wastewater into electricity, for example, could not interfere with native organisms. The fact that XNA is complementary to DNA, yet structurally unique, makes it immediately useful for medicine, biotechnology, and biology research. Hollinger imagines XNAs that could be injected into the human body to detect early, subtle signs of disease that current technologies miss. Stephen Benner, a fellow at the Foundation for Applied Molecular Evolution in Gainesville, Florida, has also advanced the effort by expanding the genetic alphabet with two new nucleobases, Z and P. A larger alphabet could form a wider array of genes and eventually proteins. The goal, he says, is to create chemically controlled systems that behave like biological systems without being biological systems. We believe whatever you can draw on a page, you can make. Next, foam that restores breathing. Injectable oxygen microbubbles could give asthma and choking victims precious minutes. Only a few minutes after someone stops breathing, whether it's from a piece of meat stuck in the throat, a severe asthma attack, or a lung injury, the brain starts to shut down. Cardiac arrest and death are imminent. Emergency responders and hospital workers have one primary recourse: insert a breathing tube through a patient's mouth. That procedure can be risky and time-consuming. A new injectable solution could keep such people alive for 15 minutes or more, buying crucial time to get victims to a hospital or to do some surgical gymnastics in an operating room. The solution contains oxygen microbubbles, which the blood can absorb within seconds. The bubbles are too small to cause an air embolism, a gas pocket that stops blood flow, thus causing a stroke or heart attack. To create this life-saving foam, John Keir, a cardiologist at Boston Children's Hospital, and his colleagues adapted existing medical nanotechnology. Microparticles with lipid membranes already deliver drugs, as well as dyes for ultrasound imaging. Keir's team propelled phospholipids through an oxygenated chamber and used sound waves to spur the ingredients to self-assemble into microparticles. The researchers then used a centrifuge to super-concentrate them into solution. Each 4-micron-wide microbubble contains pure oxygen, surrounded by a lipid film that is just a few nanometers thick. Because the bubbles contain oxygen at a pressure that's higher than in the bloodstream, the gas diffuses into red blood cells on contact. Once a bubble is depleted, the shell collapses to a disc that is less than a micron wide, easily passing through the circulatory system. In a test, researchers blocked the airways of anesthetized rabbits for 15 minutes. Those injected with the solution were much less likely to go into cardiac arrest or have other organ damage than those who got saline solution, despite not taking a single breath. The approach is fairly innovative.